Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Bando scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Askew and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball towards center. Cardinal catches it and throws to first to double up Cater. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Johnson moves to third. Hall moves to second. Lou Krause now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cater reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger is walked intentionally. John Donaldson pinch hits for Dave Duncan. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Hershberger scores. Cater scores. Gosger moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gosger scores. There goes Donaldson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 5-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Cater. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Horton reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. LeMay pinch hits for Larry Brown. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.